Let's bow down and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the beautiful morning that reminded us how great you are, how great you are for giving us Jesus to save us, the love that you gave us, the love you're still giving us. We can't really contain in words how to say thank you to you, but help us, Lord, to project this to people around us. Help us to become blessings, especially in this time of Christmas. As some are alone, some are away from family, some are sick. But remind us that you are there. And the real reason for Christmas is Jesus, the hope, peace, and joy that he has given to us. Talk to us today as we hear your words. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Morning, everyone. Dear Lord, thank you for letting us all gather here today as one big church whānau. We are thankful that you have blessed us with another beautiful day. We pray for the people in New Zealand that you would provide protection for everyone. We also ask that you would keep showing yourself to New Zealand. Lord, that you would change people's hearts for the eternal gift. Today we stand here before you and we ask that you would help Israel, your promised people, and Ukraine from the grips of war and grief for their loved ones. We pray for the people who are sick that you would put your healing hand on them and that you would cause them comfort and relief until they are cured. In your name we ask all of this today. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Today's reading will be Luke 2, 21 to 40. So you guys can grab your Bibles out if you'd like or follow on the screen. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped day and night, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Amen.